our director of ceremonies, the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Honorable Retired Lieutenant General S.B. Moyo, Honorable Ministers who are present, the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, Dr. M. James Wanda, the Secretary for Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Ambassador James Manzo, the Acting Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, Ambassador Neto, Your Excellencies, Heads of Diplomatic Missions and International Organizations who are present, senior government officials may be here. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, good afternoon to you all, and I warmly welcome you to this belated New Year's reception. In fact, this is my first experience where ambassadors are given a New Year's reception, though I've been governing for many years. It may have happened before, but I've never experienced one. So, excuse me if I'm not doing it the correct way. Ordinarily, we should have celebrated the New Year much earlier, but tight schedules and other priorities got in the way. Be that as it may, I'm delighted that we have finally found the time to meet as family and friends, united by a common objective, that of strengthening and consolidating our relations for mutual benefits. Let me, from the outset, highlight that the successful holding of peaceful, democratic, transparent, credible, free and fair harmonized general elections in July 2018 under a more open democratic environment heightened the aspirations and hopes of our people. It is in that spirit that we must continue to chart a better future for our country. Your Excellencies, as you are aware, my government adopted a robust engagement and re-engagement policy anchored on transactional economic diplomacy, through which we seek mutually beneficial relations with all nations, despite previous misunderstandings and misgivings. Business delegations continue to exchange between our countries, resulting in the upscale of investment interests across the country's major economic sectors, especially in the mining, agriculture, energy, tourism, and infrastructure sectors. To capitalize on these new economic opportunities, my government has continued on a determined drive to transform the operating business environment in our country. We are restructuring a system and an economy which has been downtrodden under illegal sanctions for too long. We are rebuilding an economy which has failed under sanctions for too long. We are rebuilding a new Zimbabwe for ourselves.
But in order to succeed,
we are aware that we must make tough decisions, such as balancing our budget, bringing in investors and attracting foreign direct investments so that we create more jobs for our people. The world needs, once again, to believe in our new Zimbabwe. The 2019 national budget, the austerity for prosperity, reflects our economic ambition to become a middle-income economy by 2030. To achieve this national milestone, my government will continue to foster enabling and inclusive economic governance that is anchored on macroeconomic stability, financial engagement, social development, and economic empowerment of the entire citizenry of our country. Only in unity can we make it through this period for austerity. As many of your own governments will know, tough decisions do hurt. But just as tough medicine often has short-term side effects, the long-term result is to cure the patient. The Zimbabwe economy has been a suffering patient for far too long. But now is the time to medicate that patient for a permanent cure, even if it hurts. Your Excellencies, our ongoing economic reform measures will continue to be complemented by political reforms. On the political front, we are proud of the strides we have undertaken to fully entrench democratic values and constitutionalism in the country. Amongst the milestones we achieved was the holding of free, fair, and peaceful elections on the 30th of July 2018, where our citizenry was able to freely exercise their political choices. We are particularly delighted that we have scored a first in the use of the biometric voter registration system, the BVR, and the polling station-based voters' roll, which we introduced. We have shared our successes and experiences in the use of the BVR and the polling station-based voting roll system with countries from the region and beyond. We will, going forward, further strengthen our electoral processes as guided by the lessons learned in the 2018 harmonized elections. At my age, we always drink water. Meanwhile, violence has no place in our midst. My administration esteems peace and democracy. We believe that human life is sacrosanct. Violence is a betrayal of the new Zimbabwe. It must be criticized by all parties. It is time to make things right. The implementation of the recommendations of the Montate Commission report into the August 1st post-election violence is progressing well. Sadly, we yet again witnessed the ugly flare of the scourge of terror and violence throughout the country's urban centers on the 14th of January this year, in the disguise of mass protests and demonstrations. What was indeed worrisome is the premeditated nature
of this unprecedented violence, including active participation by extraneous foreign hands in collaboration with local surrogates, disguised as political, civic, labor, academic, and non-governmental groupings. The demonstrations were therefore neither civil nor peaceful, and were bent on effecting a regime change. They were violent riots, politically motivated, premeditated, well organized, and well coordinated. Let me reiterate that in the new Zimbabwe, everyone has the right to protest, but peacefully. Everyone has the right to voice their opinions, but peacefully. And everyone has the right to criticize me and my government, but peacefully. Following the vandalism, violence, and associated looting, the security forces had to step in. What followed is still being investigated. I, however, will be very clear. The army and the police are here to serve the people of Zimbabwe, to protect the people of Zimbabwe, to uphold and enforce the laws of the country. Any evidence of rogue police officers or soldiers taking the law into their own hands will be dealt with, and they will face the full force of the law. We will not condone any illegal, criminal act or civil delinquency, no matter who the perpetrators are. On the 6th of February 2019, I invited the leaders of all political parties and former presidential aspirants in the 2018 presidential elections to an unconditional dialogue aimed at narrowing our political differences and drawing a common socio-economic future and a political path for our country. All the presidential candidates who have the maturity and a sense of leadership joined us. I call on those who refuse to take part in the national dialogue to stop grandstanding and they're playing games with the lives of the people of our beloved Zimbabwe. Let us join together and wait for a prosperous and a united, peaceful Zimbabwe. Continuous dialogue within our nation is an exercise I'm determined as president to see through. What unites the people of Zimbabwe is more than what could ever divide us. Your Excellencies, allow me to state that as a constitutional government, we abhor any ill-conceived machinations which negates every gain of every grain of international law, and in particular the upholding of the principle of sovereignty and the non-interference in the domestic affairs of other states. Zimbabwe abides by this principle and expects other nations to do the same. Hence, our future interactions should be focused on creating viable and sustainable relations across all spheres of human endeavor, in which we all have a stake for the shared prosperity of our respective peoples. As a nation of goodwill, we truly value your cooperation and support, and look forward to furthering our respectful and mutually beneficial relations. In conclusion, we hope that 2019 will afford us all some more opportunities of reinvigorating our nation's actions on the ground in the pursuit of common good, economic prosperity, and the world peace. I urge you to give the new Zimbabwe a chance. Stand with us. Stand with us as we toil to chart a new course for our nation, for the people of Zimbabwe. We are open and transparent. We have nothing to hide. We have opened up the media space and the democratic political space in general. I will remain a listening president. My arms are outstretched and my door is open. We hear your criticisms, and when it is fair, the insights are noted and implemented. But we are restructuring, reforming, and rebuilding an entire system, an entire nation. Rome was not built in a day. As we battle through these growing pains, I urge you all to be our partners in building a better tomorrow for our people. With your help and support, we build a new, prosperous, and peaceful Zimbabwe. May I invite you We are so poor, there is no one. But you can use the water. Please open the bottles of water. This is indicative of you. Please, you can donate one. The Minister of Foreign Affairs for me. May I invite you to now join me in a toast to the strengthening of bilateral relations between our capitals and peoples, to your good health and excellencies, to success and prosperity in 2019. To success and prosperity in 2019.